Yesterday we discussed the question about taking off your mezuzot to have them checked and whether or not you need to replace them immediately with temporary mezuzot so that you're not spending time in the house without a mezuzah. Today I want to address the question of, you've taken your mezuzot to be checked, when you bring them back and refix them, whether or not you need to say a bracha on them again, or you rely on the original bracha that was said. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Aleph Sif Zayin says that Yeshis Tapeik Ha'im Levarich. It's a suffix, not clear whether or not you should say a bracha in these circumstances. So what's the suffix all about? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoradeh Siman Reish Peitet Sif Dalad says that if you take off the mezuzah to check it, then you don't say a bracha when you put it back, because it's compared to the din in Orach Chaim, Simen Chet, if you're dalet, about taking off your talit temporarily, where the Mechaber says if you take it off, even if you intend putting it back on, you have to say a bracha again. But the Ramah says, no, that if you intend putting it back on again, then you don't say another bracha, and you rely on the original bracha. So here also, you've taken off your mezuzah with the intention of putting it back, then you don't need to say another bracha. And that seems to be what the Shach holds also in Siman Reish Pei Vav Sifkatan Kafei, and other Achronim, including the Mincha Yitzchak in Chelet Yud Siman Tzadik Gimel, also Paskin that way. However, there are a number of Achronim who disagree, and they say that, no, if you take down your mezuzah to have it checked, then you need to say a bracha when you put it up again. And that some say that perhaps the only circumstances when you wouldn't say a bracha when you put it back up again is if you've got the sofer, the magia, has come to your house and he's taking down the mezuzot and standing at the doorpost, looking at it, checking it, and then giving it back to you to put back up. So then you haven't gone anywhere with it, there hasn't been a significant time delay or whatever, then you wouldn't need to say a bracha. But in all other circumstances, you would need to say a bracha. Rav Ovadia Yosef has where he makes a distinction between the din of the tzitzit and the din of a mezuzah. He says with a mezuzah, you definitely have to say a bracha when you put it back up, because when you took it down, you weren't sure if you would ever put it back up again, because you're taking it to be checked, and maybe you'll find that it's puzzled, so maybe you'll never put it back up again. As opposed with the tzitzit, when you took them off, you knew that you were going to be putting them back on again. And therefore, he says that in the case of the mezuzah, you have to say another bracha when you put it up again, which is a little bit interesting, because generally speaking, Rav Ovadia has an approach of safek brachot lahakel, that where we've got a question whether or not to say bracha over something, one should be meikel. And it's a little bit surprising that with so many Achronim who say not to say a bracha, that he does say to say a bracha, but his logic is very compelling. A number of Achronim say that in actual fact the whole question depends on hesech adat, whether you've been distracted from the mezuzah in the meantime or not. And they say that if you've really taken your mind off it, then you would say another bracha. But so the question is, what's the definition of hesech adat? Because we discussed this in the Torah talk a few months ago with a talit. We said you can take your talit off, leave it off for a couple of hours, and then when you put it back on, you don't need to say another bracha, even though you've obviously sort of thought about other things in the meantime. So here also, you'll take your mezuzah to the magia and come and pick it up in the afternoon. You've obviously done other things in the meantime. Is that regarded as hesech adat or not? So Rav Moshe Sternbach has tshuvot on this in Tshuvot Vanagot, Chelek Chalav Simon Taf Reish Mem Tet, and Chelek Bet Simon Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, where he says that it's hard to say exactly what the definition of hesech adat is, but the minhag seems to be that if you've gone to sleep, so the next day when you're putting up the mezuzot the next day, so then you would say a bracha. But if it's the same day, you wouldn't say another bracha. Other poskim seem to concur with that, Rav Volzner and others. But it's brought down the name of Rav Nissen Karelitz that in actual fact, even if there's been just a gap of a couple of hours, then you would say another bracha when you put them up. So some poskim make a suggestion that what you should do is you should make sure that you've now got a chiyuv to say a bracha when you put the mezuzot up, either to make sure you've got a hefset gamor. So take a nap for an hour or two in the middle of the day while the magi is checking your mezuzot, and then that will be a hefset chatat, and you definitely need to say another bracha. halacha, or you could swap the mezuzot around. So the mezuzah went on the dining room will now go on the study, and the mezuzah that went on the study will now go on the dining room. So then you can definitely say a bracha. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Resh Mem Tet, he does make the observation that you do need to be careful that you don't take a mezuzah that was on a doorway which had a chiyuv d'oraita, and now put it on a doorway which only has a chiyuv d'rabbanan, or you only need a mezuzah there because of a safek, because in that case you would be demoting the kedusha of the mezuzah. Ad kan.